every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPALSLASLAACRRMMCRCNR.
The clothing guys?
Nice suit.
Yeah. Men's Warehouse or 3 Day Suits.
P-A.
CIA.
Don't speak for them. Don't speak for any of them that are guys.
Kmart? There's an initial in there.
The Blue Light Special on aisle 4. We don't speak for any of those guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves as...
The Red Light Special in the back of the store.
About to discover. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Shelley sounded a little bit different there.
Sorry.
She sounded a little mint chippy.
You sounded a little, mint and chip. I see.
She's got a Kermit the Frog in her throat.
It's ice cream night here at the studio.
Yep.
Sweet. What? Just out of wonderment, who made the decision on bringing dryers? Slow churned ice cream.
Sarah.
Get down, Sarah. Keep coming back.
Ooh. What is in that cigar? It smells like weed.
I'm imagining it's tobacco. I'm hoping.
It's awfully strong.
Not really.
Don't know. Yeah, I was thinking they were kind of mild and mellow
myself.
Maybe
it was just the cloud I got a minute ago. I don't know.
Could be. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Hold on, adjusting. Okay.
Your newsstand?
Are you adjusting yourself?
I'm adjusting
myself.
Usually
guys do that.
It's because you guys have problems with your trouser furniture.
Yes.
Okay, we have shout-outs to Sarah, Robert, Fran, Phil, and a new one, David. Hi, David.
Well, hi to all those guys.
Hello.
Well, yeah, but...
Hello, Davey.
Thank you. Hi, Davey.
Davey Crockett.
Don't get me started.
Wow, king of the wild frontier.
Yeah.
I like the Davey. Oh, we've got more Peanut Gallery showing up with special guest. The Peanut Gallery showing up with a special guest.
Uh-oh, don't let the other dog see him.
The dog. No, it's okay. They're not going to do anything. There we go. Oh, look at how cute. That will be great for everyone at home.
I was going to say, this is fascinating for the listener. So at any rate.
Those cook up great.
Someone sent me a thing today, and it said, how to tell when something's a meth lab. And it's got these four pictures of dogs, and this one says, you know, yellow lab.
Black lab,
and then there's this dog with like just sketched out look on his face, and it's like
jacked up teeth.
Meth lab, yeah.
Okay, this first story will probably scare the pants off of Bruce. Not in that way. Previously, doctor said that. Let's see if I can pronounce it right. Esophageal cancers. Head and neck cancers were generally confined to people who had a history of smoking and drinking a lot all their lives. However, they are seeing a sharp increase in the number of men who are showing up with these cancers due to contracting the HPV virus by having oral sex with women.
Or men?
No, women. Specifically women.
Oh, okay.
Bruce is in big trouble now.
Wow. She went there right off the bat.
Hey, it's a story.
It is. So I'm done for.
You're done for. You're toast.
Well, oral sex isn't really sex anyway, is it?
Not according to Bill Clinton. Even though it has sex right in the name. I don't know. You are what you eat.
You. Oh, never
mind. All righty then.
Okay.
Sweet.
The next story comes largely out of Russia, but it's starting to show up here and there in Canada.
The HPV virus.
No. Yeah. Hey. That's some HPV,
There's a designer drug in Russia that is quite popular called Crocodile.
Crocodile.
And it's starting to make its way over to Canada. It's becoming popular in countries where codeine is over-the-counter.
Codeine's over-the-counter in Canada?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I'm on my way.
There's a counter open for you.
We were up in Canada. We went to Vancouver. I didn't know I could have just picked up a bunch of codeine.
Yes, you can.
That doesn't make it legal. It just means it's you can
makes
buy it.
It's legal in Canada.
I think that'd be considered going out.
At any rate.
Oh,
the point
sorry.
Is.
Oh, we didn't have the point yet?
No, yeah. I wasn't to the point yet. The stuff okay. called Crocodile, which is, it's called Crocodile because it produces a scaly and sometimes green and pussy flaking of the skin, and then the flesh rots and falls off and exposes the bone.
Isn't most cocaine cut with that now?
Okay.
No, that's levamisole, the pig warmer.
Yeah.
This stuff is made from, this stuff is cooked down, what?
Why would anyone want to do that?
Well, I'm going to explain this.
Oh, okay.
There are people. These people are that are doing this are were former heroin junkies, and heroin has become more expensive in Russia lately. So what they do is they take this codeine and cook it down with gasoline and a bunch of other crap. There's a whole list. Gasoline, paint thinner, hydrochloric acid, iodine, and red phosphorus.
Most of
well,
which
that
is
sounds
in,
like typical fare for the local drug
most
addict.
Most is found in tractor brake fluid.
And it creates something called desamorphine.
Could you reread the recipe for us again?
It's not a recipe; it's just a list. And they don't use all of those things. And they don't use all of those things all the
really?
At the same time. Sometimes.
What combination do they use them in?
Instructions on how to do it.
No, it does not give instructions. It does not give instructions. Besides, you can't get the codeine unless you're in Canada or Russia.
Oh, of
I
course.
Could.
Yeah,
I could.
I couldn't score codeine.
Yeah.
Okay, well, wow. Anyway.
I haven't scored anything in 26 years.
Oh
I can still
God.
Score coding.
I'm going to be doing this story for the rest of my life.
I could score it in one night.
Yeah.
At any rate, so
I
what
can
they
name
do
that
is
tune in three notes.
They cook this stuff down. It makes desamorphine, and then they inject it. Like they do heroin. It gives them much the same high as heroin, only it's twice as cheap.
Only it eats away at your body.
Only. Yeah. That's the bad part.
Okay. Well, you know, there are side effects to everything.
The
that
average.
Would stop me.
The average crocodile user. Is dead within 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
So it's got a high burn rate. It's burning through the population of addicts pretty fast.
Oh, well, in that case.
You know what? Thinning out the herd is what we like to call it.
More water for me.
Yeah, leaves more. And what's in more crocodile for me?
All right.
Perfect.
In Banning, California, a Banning woman accidentally shot her 12-year-old daughter
Oops.
With what she thought was a novelty cigarette lighter.
That's the first thing I would say.
Rachel.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, exactly.
I thought it was a cigarette lighter.
Rachel Avila and her daughter were walking home to their mobile home.
Oh, okay. Big surprise there.
Right.
Nothing
when she
against
picked
our
up,
mobile home listeners.
She grabbed what she thought was a novelty firearm-style.
God's calling.
God's calling. She picked up what she thought was a novelty firearm-style lighter laying on the ground.
Laying on the ground?
Yes.
So the first time she uses it, she points it at a kid?
Well, it is a cigarette lighter. You just got to hold the cigarette on a particular angle when you pull the trigger.
Yeah. Usually, cigarette lighters don't have a big barrel on them.
It was actually a miniature .22.
Oh.
So it's got a barrel.
That hardly ever hurts.
Yeah, a Derringer-style revolver. Her daughter was struck in the arm, so she's okay. But,
oh, good.
Yeah.
Mom going to jail?
It's a flesh
no.
wound. It was
They're
an
trying
accident.
To figure out how the gun ended up on the ground.
It was an accident. You
Mom
don't go to jail
threw
for accidents.
After she shot her kid.
Hmm.
Okay. In Las Vegas, a Las Vegas man, well, he's actually already in jail, but now he's in jail even more.
Oh, he's in,
like,
he's in double secret jail.
Yes, he's in like the double secret jail.
He's deeper in jail?
Yes. Because he stabbed his cellmate with a pencil and killed him.
And Ooh. Killed him?
With a pencil.
Lead poisoning?
Pencils
or just
don't have
pencil
lead in them.
Through the neck. Carbonite?
Carbonite? You get carbonite poisoning.
Yeah, carbonite. Is that what they froze Han Solo in?
Yes, carbonite.
You stab him with Han
and
Solo's
and it's not carbonite, pencil. Honey. It's graphite. That's what's in pencils.
Okay. Whatever.
yes, I believe actually he did stab him in the neck. He was already, the person who stabbed him, Carl Guilford, was already in jail after being convicted of murdering his six-year-old nephew last May.
With a pen?
No, he suffocated his nephew.
Oh. The pen is mightier than the sword.
Apparently. Apparently the pencil is mightier than the sword here.
You ever see the commercial? It's for like UPS or something?
Yeah, I love that.
Pen is mightier than the sword, and this guy's like pulling out this katana blade, and he's like... And this other guy, like, signs for this box. The guy gives and he pulls it out, and there's, like, this little laser thing in it and points it at the guy and shoots him dead.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to see it.
I think I've seen it. In New Orleans, a drunk father allowed his 8-year-old to drive his pickup home.
That's just responsible.
The Southeast Louisiana Highway while his 4-year-old sister was also in the car.
That's just being responsible. Had too much to drink.
He's probably done it before.
Had too much to drink. You know what's really cool about that?
What?
He was responsible enough not to have the 4-year-old drive.
Well, yeah, you know what's really good? They didn't die in a flaming car wreck.
Yeah.
No, they were pulled over by state troopers because they noticed that the truck was driving erratically.
They noticed that the kid couldn't see over the dashboard.
Sister was on her knees underneath pushing on this gas pedal in the
yeah.
brake. Hit the brake! Left hand, right hand.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
She was 4.
I missed something.
Get your head out of the gutter.
I know she was 4. That's why I'm saying I'm glad you said that.
Mr. HP.
Because this is, we are talking about the South, right?
We are talking about the South. We're talking about the Deep South, though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you don't get much Southern more, most, whatever, than New Orleans. Sorry. Ice cream.
Miami?
I know, but I mean much. I said much, not totally. Jeez.
Okay.
Isn't it really funny when you talk about, when you make the obligatory slurs toward the South, you usually don't include Florida in that? And
no.
And the southernmost.
That's because everyone in Florida is from, like, New York.
Florida is a, it's an entity of its own.
Florida's its own train wreck?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, in Alicante, Spain, Alicante.
Alicante. Alicante.
Drunk tourists are having a little bit of trouble walking.
Well, isn't that kind of true everywhere?
Well, no, it's especially bad in Alicante because they have pulled up all the sidewalks and put in new sidewalks. The sidewalks are actually created by opposing diamond-shaped slabs set against each other that create an optical illusion that make you think the walkway is a series of never-ending steps.
Why would anyone want to do that?
I don't know, but if you saw the picture of it, you'd go, whoa, that's freaky. And it goes on this walkway. I mean, you know, they're all over the city. So you come out of a bar or something, and you've had a few, and people are stumbling and falling because they keep trying to climb up. Yes.
But here's my question. If it's happening to everybody, mm-hmm. it's just the normal way to walk there.
Yeah.
It has also been causing nausea, and people have been throwing up in the streets.
From drinking. You've been drinking heavily, you're stumbling around, and you throw up in the streets.
Yeah.
I think that's all the same result.
Yeah.
Well, of course, let's see.
What would make them do that to all the city streets? Didn't they realize people are having a problem after, like, the first... If it's anything like the United States, it probably took them a while to put in all these sidewalks.
It's Spain.
Like, years.
There are guys who went to college to figure out to do that.
Oh, probably.
Tourist Rich Poulton, who took pictures of the sidewalk... Says, after you've had a few drinks, it definitely affects you. It confuses the eyes even when you're sober. It can have quite a substantial effect on you. When you've been out, it has, shall we say, a strong effect on your stomach.
That's why they did it. It's fun.
Yeah, maybe it's
fun to watch people falling around.
Maybe it's the booze that's having a strong effect on your stomach.
I don't know.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Go for it.
In...
Florida!
Yeah. Marion County firefighter David Henman, 46, and Warren Steins, 82, have been accused of fondling each other in a Kmart bathroom in Alcala.
Is that illegal?
Yeah, apparently it is.
Not in San Francisco.
A loss prevention officer for the store went in to use the restroom and found the two men on their knees with their pants down in adjoining stalls, engaged in a sex act. Now the fireman is in big trouble.
Is that something to do with a hose?
Well, no, yeah. I think it's a conduct issue. I don't think you're allowed to have sex in Kmart bathrooms if you're a fireman.
I agree with Mark.
What?
It's a hose issue.
A hose issue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not talking pantyhose.
One of them was sliding down the fire pole?
No.
Oh.
Even I've done that. It was my own fire pole, but.
I'm missing things tonight. That's okay.
Wow, Shelly's just like way.
Wow. I'm focused on getting through Boozy News because I've got a lot of stories.
Okay.
Shelly won.
And we're running out of time, and I've got a lot of stories.
Okay.
Okay. Keep going. You're doing fine so far.
Florida.
Thank you. Thomas Swindle, 53 years old. He's actually dead.
The swindle didn't work?
Died in a Kmart bathroom.
He and a friend were fishing offshore. Not a friend, his brother. Were fishing offshore when they found something in the water and determined that it was a package of a kilo of cocaine. It wasn't a blowfish, though.
That was
fish.
Cute.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
Cute.
I tried. Okay.
Is that it?
No.
Oh, is that the story?
He decided, then decided to sample his find and ingested some of the substance. It may or may not have been cocaine. They're running tests on it because what happened after he ingested it was he started running around the boat, throwing things in the water, including a cell phone and the radio.
Crystal meth.
Yeah.
He then picked up knives, a pair of pliers, and a gaff and removed all the cowling from the engine, which then fell overboard and sank.
PCP.
For safety's sake, his brother tossed all the shop art objects overboard, including the cocaine. I don't know how they're testing if they threw it overboard. They must have some left.
Him.
Oh.
He ate some bad blowfish.
There was no longer any means of communication left because his brother had thrown the radio overboard, so they had to signal for help. And Swindle was then transported to South Miami Hospital where he died.
It wasn't PCP, because if it was PCP, he could have just flown and towed the boat.
Superman!
At least that's what he would have thought. Wow. Okay, then. That's a. You'd think you would like try a little bit of it first to make sure of what it was before you did it. God is calling again.
Well, you know what they say: go big or go home. He went home.
Oh. Okay.
Now here's what I'm calling the smart criminal of the week. Because this guy got away with it, and it's a good idea. But now that he's done it, he's blown it for everybody else. Dressed as an armored truck guard in the exact same uniform. A man walked into a Queens check cashing operation last week and left with $15,000 in cash. A few hours later, when the actual armored guard showed up to get the cash drop, they realized what their mistake was, but none of them paid enough attention during the initial drop to be able to describe the man.
Oops.
They have no idea who he is.
So he got away with it.
He got away with it. That's a pretty smart criminal.
For now.
Yeah,
where
if he
is
tries
this
it again.
At?
Queens, New York.
Yeah, he'll probably get away with it. You know when he's going to show up? On CSI Cold Case. Someday.
There is the possibility, it's been reported in the news in a couple of places, there is the possibility that is being raised that Amy Winehouse actually died from trying to get sober, not from being loaded. So her doctor had recently told her to start cutting down on the amount of alcohol she drinks, but told her not to stop drinking totally because it would throw her into delirium tremens.
I thought you said her friend at the
and
time
family,
had said
yes.
She had been drinking that night.
There was one, no, not that night. Her friend said that she had been partying with her a couple
all
of days.
All week.
Oh, okay.
But didn't mention what day or what time or anything.
Oh.
Her family had said that she had mentioned getting clean again, and they believe that maybe she just stopped drinking altogether, and that was what shocked her body.
You know what she died of?
What?
Lack of oxygen.
Yeah.
That's true. We all die. Well, our hearts stop beating.
Yes.
Lack of blood flow with oxygen in it.
That's it. Assumed room temperature.
Yes.
Okay, we're way past time, so we can't do any more stories.
Oh. Fine.
Be
so
that
that's
way.
The end.
The end of what?
We're past the Boozy News time, so we have to go doot-a-doot, and that's it.
We don't have to.
Doot-a-doot-a-doot-doot.
What?
Boom.
No, we'll do some more next time.
Are you happy now?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Wow.
So, do we have a topic?
Yeah, Shelley, we do. Why don't you kick down to us what it is?
Oh, crap.
Na 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 na.
Oh, I remember what the topic was. Bruce drank.
Wow. Wow. Threw him under the bus without the hockey helmet.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't remember drinking. Here we go. What constitutes a relapse?
Did you or did you not ingest alcohol last night?
I did.
There you go. He went out.
But I didn't drink. You said I drank.
Did you?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yes, unfortunately, I also ingested
alcohol.
Both
of you shut your mics off. I'm on it for the rest of the night.
It's Mark on the roll.
It's the Mark show now.
That's right.
So we're at a sushi place. We get done eating. The guy tells Shelly, you want an orange? She says, yeah.
Because they always give you an orange at the end of the meal.
Right.
A piece of orange.
Thing where the orange is partially peeled. Shelly eats it. The guy goes to give me the orange, and I notice that he squirts something on the orange, but I didn't. Nothing struck me as anything. It's not like a lot. It's just a little squirt out of like this clear bottle he had, a little plastic bottle. And I eat one of them, and I'm thinking, you know, the oranges here are always really sweet, and I'm like, I wonder what's in the bottle. Is it like a sugar solution or something like that? And I put the other piece of orange in my mouth when the guy says, "Oh no. It's a plum of wine." And I'm like, oh! And I've got this chunk of orange in my mouth, and I'm spitting it out into my napkin.
Where the liquid from it has already gone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, probably most of the liquid came off it. I mean, it's just a little squirt, and it comes off it when you pick it up off the plate. But I'm like, you know, didn't feel real good. I mean, wasn't drinking, wasn't intending to drink, wasn't intending to get anything in me.
I felt tainted.
It made us feel like so bizarre the rest of the night. Right, calling sponsor. Well, Shelly's. I wasn't finding a problem.
I called my sponsor, 911.
Yeah, Shelly called her sponsor to find out.
My sponsor told me, "You're fine. Enjoy the rest of your evening."
I had to text her sponsor and tell her, you know.
Shelly drank everybody's bowl from the bottom of the orange.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to order 17 more oranges now.
So,
next time we go to sushi, it's just going to be about the oranges.
So then the question is, since it came up in that way, you know, what constitutes a relapse? Or what constitutes not a relapse? I mean, I've heard of people picking up drinks at a party and having a slug, and after they slug a drink, realizing it's not their glass.
That wasn't the drink I started with.
Yeah. And then putting down the glass and, you know, same kind of thing, freaking out, what do I do?
What do you think, Mark? I don't freak out.
How often do you do that? He goes, about six, seven times a night.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
Just a couple times a night.
Between 4 and 7 p.m.
I got all the way through that
they
bottle.
They call it happy hour.
I got all the way through that bottle before I realized it wasn't soda.
Yeah.
No, what do you think?
Yeah. Just like they used to make those bottles that were just margarita mix.
Yeah.
I didn't realize now they make whole margaritas in those bottles.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah.
They have a big stand of it at Albertsons. I noticed it the other day.
Yeah.
What was it called in the cans? They came in a can.
Club drinks. They were called Club.
Yeah, I know, but hasn't those always been drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah, those were always drinks. But before, you could get like,
I forget which company you could buy a bottle of like margarita mixer.
Yes. Yeah.
Those same bottles now also have pre-mixed margaritas in them.
Yeah, with the alcohol already in it.
So I never had a chance to try those.
And they sell them actually in plastic bags now. That the one at Albertsons has got
a big stand. And you punch a hole in the bottom of it, like a Boda bag?
Yeah. It's just a big bag of booze.
Shotgun.
Yeah.
I saw a thing like that. Chick selling margaritas.
The margarita lady.
It looked a lot like her boob, though, and the dispenser looked like a lot like a nipple.
Yes.
And it fit around her chest.
We talked about this on the last show.
I know, not the last show,
but it was awesome.
But we enjoyed talking about it then, too.
So
what's your point?
Well, the point is, what really constitutes going out?
You know, Constitutes.
Not eating an orange that somebody sprinkled a little bit of plum wine on that you weren't aware of.
So what is it? conscious decision to go out.
Yeah, conscious decision to go out.
Now, what if the guy tells me there's plum wine on it, I've got it in my mouth, I don't spit it out?
So what?
Well, I'm just asking the question. I don't know.
Nothing happens.
I don't know. I don't know that that's going out, but if, like, you swallowed it and then you ordered another orange, that might bother me.
But if it's okay on one orange, why would it not be okay on two oranges?
Because now you're aware of it.
Because now you're aware.
That's what I mean. I'd be aware of
it. Now you've made a conscious decision.
But I make a conscious decision to swallow it after I know what it is.
That don't make any sense. I'm just kidding.
I make a conscious decision to swallow it after I know.
They're passing notes in study hall. Sarah wants a date with somebody.
I have a note from the Peanut Gallery. The Peanut Gallery believes that relapse is a return to old actions, attitudes, and behaviors.
So
as long as I keep acting the way I do, but I'm snorting coke, I'm okay?
Nice.
No, because cocaine is an old action, and it includes actions.
Okay, so I've never slammed heroin. So if I start doing heroin...
Yeah. So if I slam cocaine, I'm okay because I never did that? So it'd be a new action?
Yeah.
No, see, because
I told you it was stupid.
What's that thing?
Doing cocaine.
The weird anal thing?
Yeah.
Never tried that. Like they do it with alcohol? They give you like an alcohol enema or something, and you suck it up through your...
A free base enema?
Yeah.
Jeez. That takes all the fun out of it.
No, but I mean, if I order another one a night because I know I'm ordering another one, and it's like, why is that different than the one I already have in my mouth? And the guy says,
because
there's plum wine on that, and I go, oh, bitch it, and I swallow it.
Because the next one you order, you're probably going to say something to him about, don't put any of the plum wine on it, aren't you?
I'm just not going to order any more oranges.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
have any.
You don't order them. They usually give them to you at the end.
Well, yeah, I can tell you why. He's going to know.
And you just say, don't put any plum wine on mine.
He's going to know after my reaction.
Yeah, I know.
Let me tell you, he looked horrified. He looked at me. I said, I'm allergic to alcohol. And he goes, oh, my God. Are you
going
to be okay? And I'm like.
Write me a check.
I'm like, no, I'm going to sue.
No, you said that it wasn't that kind of an allergy.
Yeah, he goes, are you going to be okay? Are you going to be okay? And I said, it's not that kind of allergy. Of course, it could end up horribly worse than that. I'm going to come back in 6 months, downtrodden, homeless on the street. I'm going to go, you did this to me. Can you imagine? You go back there like 6 months later, you're just in ragtag clothes. Hey, remember that night?
Well, Bruce, you made the comment to me that it's not, if it's okay to do that, then it'd be okay to gumshot cocaine.
No, I'm saying if it's okay to swallow it after I know it's booze, why would it not be okay to do a little tiny bit of cocaine like a gumshot?
It's fine.
So it's a quantity
sure.
thing.
It's fine. No, if that's all you did, okay, whatever. You got in your sponsor. I don't care.
Wow. I totally
I don't care. No, why would I care? It's between you, God, and your sponsor. The likelihood
is...
what's
your opinion?
Yeah, is it your in your opinion, if you did that, would you be relapsing?
I wouldn't do it.
Why?
Because if I were to gumshot cocaine, I would go and use more cocaine.
Okay, so how about someone like Shelley, who's an alcoholic, pure alcoholic, that gets wine in her...
Did
orange.
You come? Is that why the flag's down? Did you come like sit down behind the screen here and drink plum wine for the rest of the night?
No, it fell down by itself a couple of days ago.
Okay.
I just keep forgetting to put it back up.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not an American flag, so don't anybody have a fit.
There's intent.
But do I have intent if I swallow it after I know it's booze?
Is it already in your mouth?
Yeah, it was already in my mouth.
Whatever. I don't know. Do you have intent?
I didn't. But if I swallowed it, I might think I had intent.
And so what did you do?
I spit it out.
And why did you spit it out?
Because I don't want to drink.
Okay. Perfect.
Well, I know that's what I did.
Yeah.
But that's why I was asking about the cocaine thing, though. You know,
look,
if you're asking a guy... Because before it was a tiny bit is okay.
You're asking a guy who, unless he's cooking for you, cooks with booze regularly. Whether I think having a little plum wine on top of an orange unsuspectedly and putting it in your mouth is going out. Really?
No. Well.
Really? You want to ask me that question?
Well, that's why I came up with the cocaine thing, because if a little, since we know it doesn't all cook out, if a little bit is okay,
well, see,
why wouldn't a little bit of any other substance be okay, like a gum shot of cocaine or a tiny bit of heroin? Or
Well, in my case, not being an alcoholic anymore, I wouldn't care.
Oy vey frijoles.
It's like me. You know what? I've never done heroin. I've never even done heroin. I never even tried heroin. I'm pretty damn sure I'm a heroin addict. Pretty damn sure.
I know I am.
And I've never even tried it.
I know I am.
But you're not an alcoholic.
I'm addicted to alcohol.
He just doesn't want to say the word alcoholic.
Oh.
Well, those of us addicted to cocaine don't have to say we're cocaholics.
No.
Or heroholics.
No.
Because
let's just say we're addicted to all these substances.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm addicted to all of them.
So then a little bit is okay.
No. A little bit's not okay, but a little bit's, but it's not going out if it ends up in your system without you consciously putting it there.
Okay, but if you're cooking with it, then you know you're putting it there, and then you're ingesting
it. It cooks off.
No, it doesn't.
It's a matter of opinion.
No, it's not.
It is.
Not according to the American Medical Association. Remember, we looked it up.
Not according to...
Have you ever eaten in a hospital?
Not according to the
food network. Their food sucks. What do they know about food and cooking?
Yeah.
You're going to take their word for it?
Food network.
That's right.
Well, food network says if you're allergic to alcohol, you can't eat food that's cooked with a booze, or you'll have an allergic reaction.
Right.
But we digress.
Yes, we digress again.
We digress again.
That's not unusual for
this
show.
So really what we come down to is intent. Yeah. I mean, you know what? Mark cooking with booze, he's not intending to get drunk, because even though there may be booze in, he's certainly not going to get drunk.
I don't know what going out is, but I know it when I see it. It's like pornography.
I know pornography when I see it.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I know it when I see
I know what it is, too.
What is it?
I've spent many long hours.
Yeah, you know what it is when you see it.
Yes, I know.
Researching the whole pornography thing. It just in the, you know, I've been trying to get money for a study.
We have some studies in the Boozy News next time.
Larry Flint will put it up for you.
We have some studies in the Boozy News. That'll be
next
awesome.
Time.
Call.
Is there any we should have thought of?
I don't know. There's one that's actually a good study. I'll have to find it in amongst my Boozy News.
So let's try to see if we can wind a little recovery into this show.
We had a little bit in there somewhere.
Shelley, what are your final words?
My final words are, in my opinion, this is just what's best for me. And I would probably direct my sponsees to probably toe the same rope. I won't ingest, I don't buy regular vanilla. I don't cook with alcohol. I won't ingest it in food. I ask what's in the dishes that I get at restaurants before I get them, because I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want there to be any shadow of a doubt that I might want to start drinking, and that would definitely, you know, it runs the risk of kicking off the craving, and I don't want to do it.
I will tell you one thing. After the sushi experience, I will tell you that Shelley was visibly affected, not as in drunk, but visibly affected by the thought that she might have ingested some, like for a while.
I felt tainted. I felt like I had, like everything was ruined.
She for a while. Really
Sometimes
did.
I feel like she really.
Oh, you're singing that song again.
What is it?
It's Tainted Love. He's going to have it stuck in my head all night.
Run away.
I don't know. I think that, you know, obviously, whether or not you're going to cook with booze or how you feel about it or whatever is up to you. It's between you and God and your sponsor and blah, blah, blah. I just don't see any reason why, in my opinion, why you'd want to play with fire.
Well, I don't think you should.
Will you shut up?
I was just giving you a back line.
I didn't need a back line.
I think the fact that it bothered you is absolute proof that you didn't go out.
That, I told her the exact same thing last night. I said, you know what? Because me, I figured I hadn't gone out anyway. But, you know, I could understand what she was saying. Like, later on, I'm like, I feel like I have a weird taste in my mouth. And it wasn't that – I mean, the amount of booze had to be infinitesimal, because he put a little squirt on it, and then I would imagine most of it runs off it, and then you eat a little bit of it. But, like, 3 hours later, I'm like, I could be sure I'm like tasting something funky in my mouth. I'm like, ah.
I had that feeling when you take the first sip of whatever the alcohol is and you get that sort of nasal alcohol-y feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the feeling I had after I knew that it was in there. And then my brain was playing tricks on me.
Here's the thing I do. If I think I'm ordering something that has cocaine in it, I will ask them and tell them to leave it out of mine.
Does that include cigars? Because I always wonder in cigars, what was the thing on the end of the cigar that made your lips numb from Cuban cigars?
That was procaine. No, I don't know. You know, like, I'll give you an example. I try to be considerate to other people's feelings. I make linguine and clams. I make it in a white wine sauce. When don't I make it in a white wine sauce?
When I come over.
When Bruce comes over.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he's anal about those things, and I like to be considerate to people.
I am. Self-admittedly, completely anal about it. And this is one thing. My last words on this, seriously, would be: we mentioned it to someone at coffee last night. First thing he said is, "Oh, it's plum wine." Like,
knew.
Like it was like common knowledge. It's like same thing with Mark. He's like, "Oh, it's plum wine." I have never heard of that before. Never once. And I've eaten oranges at the end of sushi bunch of restaurants before.
Yep.
But I didn't know that's what it was. But I'll tell you what, if you're an alcoholic and it's going to trip you out, don't have the orange after the sushi unless you tell them
don't put any plum wine on it.
And that would be my final words. Shelley.
What?
Who's our orange-eating friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
I'll bet he's gone to sushi and eaten the orange.
I'll bet he has.
I'll bet he has, too.
That's what we could call this show, Don't Eat the Orange.
Don't Eat the Orange.
Instead of Don't Drink the Milk.
Oh, like in the big one?
Yeah. Oh, anyway, where were
we? Don't eat the blue food.
Gonna have a shot of whiskey in my milk. I felt secure because I was taking it on a full stomach.
Anyway, Bruce runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. And you can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can have the 12-Step Gazette in your little burg.
Is there a way they could get to that if they can't spell Gazette?
Go to Recovery 101, provided you can spell Recovery.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they can't spell Gazette, they can spell Recovery.
Go to recovery101.net and click on the banner.
Sweet. Mark, how about our friends online?
That would be intherooms.com.
.com.
It's an online recovery type site where you can go on in and you can put up a profile. You can enter the A of your choice. You can search the site. They have chat rooms and speaker tapes, and you can find online meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to this show while you search the site, and it is all absolutely positively free of charge.
They have on their Alexa ranking, the average time spent on that site is half an hour. That's tremendously high.
Yeah. Listening to our show.
The guys that have really high rankings, Facebook has incredibly high time used, and YouTube has incredibly high time used. There'll be people on, 3 hours.
Yeah, YouTube's rankings are just because of you.
Clearly. we've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And to join our crack staff, that's right, the crack staff.
I need some crack.
We don't actually have to sell any crack, but you could sell advertising for us. That's recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. And if you'd like to advertise on this fine, fine program, you can do that, contact us any way you want. Shelly's like, have you been having any oranges at the sushi place today?
This fine, fine program.
Do we have
a ranking that shows that somewhere?
But you know what? Now, by the time this show goes up, I don't know what the ranking will be. But at this moment, when we're recording right now, we for the first time hit number one out of like 98,000 plus shows. Go figure.
We are number one.
You people are nuts.
Yeah, but
we're the number one nuts.
Yeah, but you know what? It reminds me of our local guys, Mark and Brian, when people call up and they're like, you know, we want to tell you how much you like the show, and they're like,
why?
Well, it's okay, because we like to talk to the little people once in a while.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know.
Why?
You know what? I do not know why.
I don't either.
I don't
either. Can't figure it out.
It's God's will.
But it's awesome! Shelley, who's our lead-up music by?
Oh, I had a request for Heroin Lies by Forever Amber.
Heroin Lies.
Yes.
She don't lie, she don't lie,
Yvette's
she don't lie.
Yvette's mother loves that song.
Cocaine. Heroin.
No. Yvette's mom loves that song. She cries every time she sings it. I watched her cry. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example and stay with those oranges.
Good night.
Take care of you.
Sorry. I had a brain cloud.
I said it. You were busy re-talking.
Oh.
You did the orange thing over the top of me.
I'm sorry. We're out.
Loves to hurt just because.